Welcome to my channel. My name is Emmy from Emmy Evolving. If this is your first time joining me, thank you for finding me. If this is not your first time, thank you for coming back. So I'm going to be doing a Claire Tarot reading for the collective whole. People's behavior is just, I don't know, what is your guys' definition of thirsty? What is that? Like, thirsty, is that simply just sexual type of behavior, or can thirsty also be indicative of their need for attention from you? So I'm thinking thirsty can just be like just wanting attention, period. Not necessarily always sexual in nature. Yeah, people are dehydrated. Their behavior is so thirsty. It's so thirsty. So emotion and intellect. A lot of people are not allowing their emotion to help guide their intellect. Instead, they're allowing their emotions to cripple their intellect. I think my nose is itchy. A lot of people are really, okay, a lot of people are allowing their emotions to make them act so out of pocket. It's, I don't even have any words for it. The level of obnoxiousness that with that energy is, it's, I don't know. It's like trying to prove something to themselves. Because we shouldn't be paying attention. Card number four, higher power. Allow whatever's going on within your life right now to unlock higher levels of consciousness. And you being honest with yourself about how someone's behavior is annoying, that's not necessarily unspiritual or a sign of lack of development. That's what you call honesty. Do you need to call everyone out? No. But if people are going above and beyond to try and convince you that you're a horrible person for just staying in your lane, well then, you know, if you really feel the need to say something, then I guess, but just know you're spending a lot of energy paying attention to these people. You're paying them in energy. But at the same time, hey, you know what? If someone's been disrespectful 2, 3, 4 times already, if they've been very abrasive in their attempt to manipulate you, that's crazy, right? Where you have to gauge how much abrasive behavior you're going to tolerate while someone is trying to emotionally manipulate you. This world has lost its fucking ass mind. Fucking ass mind. It's no longer caca ass mind. It's fucking ass mind. We took it up a notch. As we develop and reach higher levels of consciousness, people will reach higher levels of assholery to try and tear you down. And, you know, you do have to be honest with yourself. If you get irritated, you're irritated. But do you have to allow it to consume your whole day? No, you don't. You can acknowledge it. You can feel your irritation for a few minutes and then you move forward. Being spiritual is not about being someone's doormat and letting people get away with ridiculously abusive behavior, disrespectful behavior for prolonged periods. All you got to do is let people, okay, so you see someone commented something that was disrespectful in the comments and I'm like, oh, motherfucker. And then I was like, no. Maybe you misread that. We'll just leave it alone. Comment something again a couple days later, motherfucker. And then I was like, you got one more chance, okay? The first time, that's not enough to slap you. That's just enough to point things out. The second one, motherfucker. By the third one, I can soft slap you at that point. At that point, that's enough for a soft slap. You want to try 4 times? I will full on slap, okay? That's my rule. That's my personal rule. First time, that's not enough to slap you. That's just to point out, well, look what they're doing. So by the third time, you want to try and be obnoxious with me? And what, oh, you're going to threaten that you're going to answer. Well, let me do you a favor. I'll just ban you. So you don't have to bother. Separate that. And there's nothing not spiritual about it. I kept quiet for however many times. If you feel the need to speak up the first time, then that's what you feel is right for you. And that's what you should honor. Now, do you always have to speak up the first time? No, not always. Not everyone deserves your attention. But here's the thing. Boom. Card number 12, Hex. be still and allow the enemy to reveal themselves. I don't really believe in enemies, to be honest. I don't believe or categorize anyone that I've encountered as an enemy. I have different categories, like, okay, that's flat five clinger. And then we have like level five douche. You know, there's, and that's just who you are. If that's who you are, that's who you are. But the higher in level of disharmonic behavior towards me, towards other people, I don't like to be around that. So I have every right to cultivate my environment, meaning removing that and not allowing that to continue to plant seeds within the garden of my mind. Okay. So really the enemy here is your complicity. Are you complicit in what people are doing? Because what's being taught right now by, you know, by spirit, the, what the fuck? Spiritual coaches. My spiritual coach taught me blah, 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 blah. Oh, so they taught you to be complicit in your abuse, that you shouldn't speak up, that you shouldn't share aspects of yourself because I don't know why. To play a game of, did you notice that I've grown? No. I mean, be you. If it's natural and normal, if you are who you are. Bottom line, you are who you are. Stop trying to edit and censor yourself to make it more comfortable for people who want to subjugate you. Motherfuckers, I'm not a peasant. Y'all are not peasants. We did away with that shit long time ago. So stop acting like someone is your royal and you are the peasant. I don't think so. Be who you, that's right, Daddy. Say it again.
Bitch, please.
One more time for the people in the
Bitch,
back. Be who you are. If people don't like it, pause for a second. Am I doing something wrong or am I just being who I am? I'm being just who I am. Okay. I don't give a shit. Hey, this is the kind of world we live in now, where there will never be a shortage of people who will try and tear you down. And for many of us, myself included, there's a lot of people who do support you, a lot of people who do recognize your value, who treasure you, who want to listen to the things that you're saying, what you're sharing, want to be a part of the experience that is you. And what many of us tend to do is ignore that and focus on the one or two that really have nothing good to say to us, really go out of their way to try and tear us down. Like I said, I'm part of this group. I totally have a habit of being grateful for the people that that do appreciate me, that value spending time with me. But I see one comment and ew. That's what I focused on. That's what we have to work on. I've gotten a lot better about that, but we have to just stop focusing on the thing that doesn't grow us. And well, you know what? That's interesting. Because as soon as I said we have to stop focusing on the things that don't grow us, Michael asked me, "Are you sure it doesn't grow you?" Well, it kind of does. It kind of does. So maybe if we learn to temper that a little bit and not allow it to get so out of control and really take over your field of awareness. So part of what he's trying to say about it does grow you, you're being grown through adversity. Are you going to continue to react in the same way you've always reacted? You don't have to. When you begin reacting in a different way, especially when you begin responding rather than just reacting, that's signs of growth. Okay? That's signs of growth. And you can't expect yourself to go from point E, from point A to point Z, in one try. That's not real growth. Okay? You don't go from infant to adulthood overnight. So your consciousness, your mental and emotional maturity needs time to grow and expand and ripen, just like your body needs time to go from infant to full-on adult. Okay. And I don't think we allow ourselves to do this. I really don't think we allow ourselves to do this. We expect ourselves, or we hold ourselves to a very unfair, unrealistic standard. because we want to impress other people. We want to fit in. We want to be accepted. Who are you trying to be accepted by? The very people who will never accept you as you are. So do you need to be accepted by them? No, they just make you think that. They just make you think that. Like, you want to be accepted by me. If I'm not accepting of you, who am I to you? Nobody. It's not that I'm a nobody. It's that there are always other people who will inspire you. There are always other people who will inspire you and accept you, welcome you in. And so that's what you need to start looking for. Or maybe instead of looking for that, you should start looking within yourself and see at what point in your life did you buy into this bullshit lie of you need to be what people tell you to be? Because I think that's the main thing here. Not finding the group that will accept you, but finding the part of yourself that refuses to accept who you are and therefore continues to project and call in the very people who are reflections of this lack of self-acceptance. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, it's true. Card number 29, seeing the real you. Do you really truly see who you are? Do you really truly see who you are? And it's okay if you don't. I still don't. I still don't. I have some general ideas as to what I'm supposed to be doing in this life, but do I really truly know who I am? Not really. Not really. I mean, I know enough to have some sort of basis for my understanding that I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm not mean. I'm not a bitch. No, I'm a good person. And my reaction to you is based on how you trigger me. So that doesn't make me a bad person. That means that maybe I need to spend more time focusing on resolving triggers. But that doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Same thing for you. If you are still easily triggered, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means you have experienced things in your life. And when you're triggered, it takes you back to those bad moments and you react in the same way. Heal that moment and you'll begin to react in a different way. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. So I guess what the main thing today is, there are people who are so thirsty for your attention because you represent something that maybe they fail to realize they already have within themselves. And if you don't give the attention, then suddenly they get real nasty with you. If you're not paying attention, you don't really notice that they're being nasty, do you? It's kind of like someone had commented like while I was live like a while ago. Yeah, my ex keeps talking shit about me on social media. I already moved on. I don't know why she won't move on. And it was a simple question. I wasn't trying to put them down. It was literally a simple question. If you've moved on, how do you know that they're still talking shit? Because if you're still checking back, you haven't moved on. You haven't. You're trying to look like you've moved on, but you haven't. If you're still checking back. When I moved on, I don't know what you're doing. I mean, I'm not wishing harm on you, but I don't really do your thing. Do you? I've moved on. I'm not going to be checking any of your stuff. I'm not going to be trying to keep tabs. Nope. I've moved on. It's done. So that's kind of what's happening now. You know, if people are getting on your case about you're not responding to social climate the way you're supposed to, you're not focusing on the things that they believe you should focus on, you haven't been behaving or posting the things that they believe you should be posting about, and that they've taken it as their personal job to wake you up. It's not anyone's job to wake anyone else up. If you want to give yourself a job, if you want to volunteer in regards to someone's spiritual development, their mental and emotional ripening, you be there and you be supportive. You encourage, you inspire. That's how you get people to wake themselves up. And so I think that's what's going on right now. With this energy, people are totally trying to take this like superior role of like, I'm already awake, I'm woke. What does that even mean? Okay. Being aware of the truth behind things the man doesn't want you to know. Meanwhile, a concurrent definition signals a shift in meaning to the act of being very pretentious about how much you care about a social issue. Okay, Urban Dictionary, thank you very much. Let's define pretentious. Oh, define pretentious. Attempting to impress by affecting greater importance, talent, culture, etc., than is actually possessed. Okay, go ahead and talk about how you woke. I gotta post that. I gotta share that. I promise you, the people who are truly woke, the ones who have come to a ripening of their level of understanding, their level of awareness, they're not trying to wake anyone else up. For the most part, they're kind of dumbfounded as to how humanity got to where we're at right now. The people who are truly aware, they're kind of dumbfounded. They're like, how the fuck did we get here? How did we get to this point where society is behaving, functioning the way that it does? They're not trying to wake other people up. If you're still trying to wake other people up, you actually are not awake. You jumped on a bandwagon that, I mean, that was cool, like, I don't know, 2005, 2008. I mean, really though. And some people might be like, oh my God, you're so dismissive. Well, for that kind of bullshit, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm very dismissive when it comes to that type of thing because I ain't got no time for it. So, card number 34, 10th house, the world. There you go. You are sitting on top of your world. You are the one creating your world from your thoughts, the way you talk to yourself, the things you allow yourself to fixate on. That is what's causing the ripples that then begin to manifest into events that you experience in your life. What are you going to create for yourself? And remember, the things that you create, it has to be aligned with whatever it is your soul is needing you to learn. Because if you're attempting to create something that is misaligned, that is not part of your organic growth, you're not going to manifest that. And then you're going to be pissed off and talking about how manifestation doesn't work. Well, are you trying to manifest what you need? Or are you trying to manifest what you want to impress other people who think you're not enough? That's huge. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people don't. And just because you don't realize that doesn't make you a bad person or less than anyone else. It just means now it's time for you to begin analyzing the behaviors, the cycles that you're perpetuating, and see what needs to be adjusted. It doesn't make you any less. It doesn't make you any slower. You're exactly where you need to be right now. Exactly where you need to be. Okay. Don't compare to anyone else. You're exactly where you need to be at a moment of realization. If this is striking a chord with you, you're realizing something that maybe you haven't fully allowed yourself to realize. And if you're realizing it at this point, beautiful. That's a sign of growth. Beautiful. So here we go. Here we go. There. It's like a phoenix. Let me tell you, someone once told me that nothing garners more attention than the phoenix on the rise. If you are rising from your own ashes, there will be those who have grown accustomed. 89% at 8:44. There will be those who have grown accustomed to expecting you to be at a lower level than them in their mind. People will think you're at a lower level, and that's where they want you, because when you're at a lower level, it makes them feel like they're elevated. So when you begin to rise in your truth, rise in your knowing, begin to speak up for yourself, speak up for yourself, begin to speak out. The people who have grown accustomed to using you as a leaning board, they're not gonna like that. They're not gonna like that. They gotta try and burn you down. Ooh, 88% at 845, 88845. 888 is the highest level of reunification of self, soul, masculine, feminine, light, dark. This is a call for you to begin entering this next phase of your development where you go from a duality to a totality. Four being the number of self. This is you. This is a solo mission. The people who you come across are simply delivering little bits and pieces to help you understand yourself better. 5 being the number of change. What up? I'm just saying. So there you are. They're going to try and burn you. Okay. If they try and burn you, don't allow yourself to see it as you're being victimized. See that as confirmation. You are being baptized by fire. Baptism by the flames. So baptism by fire is a phrase commonly used to describe a person or employee learning something the hard way through a challenge or difficulty. Okay. What else are they saying? An introductory or initial experience that is a severe ordeal, especially a soldier's first exposure to enemy fire. There's a deep knowing that is being cultivated. Card number 43. 4, again, being the number of self. Ooh, 43, and there's 34 thumbs. 4 being the number of self. 3 being the number of a solid foundation from which to build yourself. Okay? First, there's a need for you to acknowledge who you are, the number 4. After you realize and begin to accept who you are, you can then begin to build a very solid foundation from which to erect your internal sanctuary. It's time for you to enter a state of deep knowing. Don't just accept what people say and allow it to diminish who you believe yourself to be. Allow what people say to guide your thoughts to the places within yourself that need your attention. Okay? Card number 8, everything in perfect balance. Woo! The petals and the thorns. It's okay for you to be soft, just like it's okay for you to utilize those thorns. And you don't have to be sorry or ashamed or any of that for existing with thorns. If motherfuckers didn't want to catch the thorns, then they should have mishandled you. Bottom line, you are a wildflower. Nobody can tell a wildflower how to grow, where to grow, at what rate to grow, how many flowers you'll have, what colors you'll have. Nobody can tell you any of that. The only thing that a wildflower like yourself needs in order to grow is being rooted in the soil of your truth, sitting under the light of your truth, and allowing your tears to water you. Holding back tears is not a sign of strength. It's a sign of fear. Not being allowed to cry, whether it's by yourself, whether it's in front of other people. If you're afraid that other people will know you've been crying, that's fear. That's fear. It's not a sign of strength. And I tell you this because this is what I experienced myself. I used to be the kind of person, no one ever sees me cry. Because to me, if people see me cry, that's a sign of weakness. And I didn't want to be weak. And then I went through enough in life to understand. It was at that point that I was at my weakest, where I had to try and cultivate a public image. And I wasn't even doing any public things. But I had to have this public persona so people wouldn't see who I really am inside, because there's a huge part of me at that point in my life who thought the person that I was then, behind that public image, was not enough, that I wouldn't be accepted, I wouldn't be understood, and I would be seen as weird, crazy, and I don't give a shit about that. I give lots of shits about other things, but about that, that's your opinion. If that's what you want to believe, that's what you're going to believe. No matter how hard I try, you're going to believe that. So I'm not even going to waste my time. I will love you enough to let you believe whatever you believe. And if your beliefs will encourage you to be disrespectful to me, you can believe that somewhere else. Bottom line, I'm not going to tell you to change. Do that somewhere else. I'm not going to tell you to stop talking shit about me. Talk shit about me somewhere else. I ain't got time for that here. And I think maybe that's what we really need to begin the ways in which we need to begin seeing our interactions with the people who don't understand us. Some people don't understand us because they've just never been around someone like you. And some people don't understand you because they don't want to. Either way, that's not your business. What you need to do is understand yourself, okay? So card number 27, receiving. Allow yourself to receive the messages from your soul. It's time. A lot of messages coming in. A lot. Ooh, it was 111 38 85 850. What? 111 38. So 3 plus 8 is 11. 111 11. What? Okay. So allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to recognize the limitations you've been placing on yourself simply because of other people's perceptions, other people's preferences. Stop caring about other people's preferences more than you care about your needs. It's a very simple fact of life. If you're going to continue to care more about other people's preferences than you do about fulfilling your own needs, you're going to be very unhappy. And that is the decision that you're making. That is your choice. You got these thirsty ass people. That is your choice. You got these thirsty ass people wanting your attention. And if catering to them and their demands is more important than understanding you have needs right now that are causing you to withdraw into yourself and get a little bit more quiet, you're going to be depleted too. You're going to be just as thirsty as those dehydrated mofos, okay? And that's not going to help anyone. It's not going to help anyone. So card number 18, Virgo, I analyze. What are you analyzing? What are you analyzing? Hold on. There's an additional message. Do not anticipate trouble or worry about what may never happen. Keep in the sunlight. Now, if someone continues to exist in a shadow state where they're hiding their truth from themselves, and because of this hiding of their truth, they're choosing to lash out at you, joining them in that shadow is not going to grow any of you. Instead, if you allow yourself to be firmly rooted in your own soil, maybe they'll choose to come out and sit in the light with you. But hell no. You want to sit there and be miserable? You can do that on your own. You don't need to participate in that. Now, if you want to join me over here where we're, you know, talking, sharing ideas, allowing ourselves to enjoy each other, by all means, come over here. But I'm not going to join you there. You have that kind of power where you don't have to join people in that ugly space. And the thing is this, wait, what? Sorry. The thing is this, for some reason, we feel like we have to join people in a very ugly place that they choose to not heal from. That is not the same as someone who is having a very low moment, feeling very alone and needing someone to just be present. That is not the same. That is two completely different things, okay? There, it's just like the dog that lashes out because it's gone through really traumatic things in its life and it's afraid, and this is kind of just the survival behavior. And well, maybe that's not a good. Maybe that's not a good. I don't know what the other one would be. We just leave that alone. Hold that. Ooh, this card signifies a good time to get rid of your clutter. Clutter within your mind as well. Not just clutter around yourself. Clutter within your mind. Okay, you need to be more reliable in your approach. Problems won't go away. You must work and they must be addressed. Okay. So this ties into the Hermit card. Daily routine, the body, healing, worry, details, usefulness. And it's time for you to work on yourself. Card number 15, Gemini, I think. I feel somebody. Card number 15, Gemini, I think. What is it that you think about? Are you split in two? Are you really having a hard time recombining that duality, bringing it together into a totality? It's time for you to begin communicating with yourself, okay? It's time for you to really, really communicate with yourself, listen to what your needs are, allow yourself to state what your fears are to yourself. You don't have to admit this to anyone. You don't have to. But it's time for you to clean up the clutter. Card number 21, clean it up. You're just releasing dust. Sorry, guys. Clean it up. Clean up the way you see yourself. Clean up the way you speak to yourself. Are you addressing yourself and seeing yourself through the same distorted lenses that someone else in your life is seeing you through? Is that what it is? I don't know. I don't know. It's time for you to really clean up your environment. Do you have people around that that really just, it's not helpful? It's not helpful for your growth. It just adds to your sense of confusion. It just adds to your, or it amplifies, not just adds, but amplifies your sense of lack of worth. And those kind of people, they need to be cleared out. I don't care what their title is for you. If they're not going to behave in your space the way you need, a minimal level of respect, a minimal level of compassion and understanding, go. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what their title is. You need to begin making yourself, your self-healing, your self-love journey, your self-acceptance, self-realization, self-actualization, your priority, okay? You just really need to make yourself your priority at this point. Your ascension, see that that spiraling something or other? It's creating new growth within yourself. This new growth is going to be something very, very potent. But for now, until it's fully established, until it really has a developed root system, you have to protect it. You have to protect yourself. Now, this doesn't mean that, you know, someone's going to try and get in a fist fight with you or anything like that. It means you've allowed too many people to be abusive to your inner child. You have to be your own protector. You have to speak up for yourself. You have to know when something is toxic, avoid it. And people will tell you burning bridges is so childish. And no, it's not. The people who tell you that are the very people who perpetuate the continuation of your toxicity, your toxic cycles. If you allow yourself to burn down that bridge, you cannot go back to that same place. Know what I'm saying? Burning bridges. Hold on. Those are the very same people who will tell you, oh my God, you're so childish for blocking somebody. First off, I'm not blocking you to punish you. I'm blocking you so I can take away my opportunity, my ability to harass the shit out of you because you pissed me off. So that's me trying to make sure I'm guiding myself away from the toxicity. There's nothing childish about that. There's nothing selfish about that. There's something very, very mature about being able to admit to yourself when it comes to that. I cannot control myself. I get sucked in by that drama and I become toxic as well. So now I'm going to have to cut that off. I'm going to have to cut that off. Okay. So it's kind of, I'm being given this analogy of like, if you have an addiction problem, and your current circle of friends are very supportive of that addiction, meaning they supply, they encourage, they bypass, you know, you need to cut that off. Are you able to control your addiction when you're surrounded by it? No, right? If you're addicted to arguing, if you're addicted to drama, then you need to cut yourself off. Would someone tell you that that's fucked up? Why are you gonna cut out the homies? Just because you're trying to quit, you think you're better? No. Anyone who does that is trying to continue your toxicity. Same thing with that social media bullshit. If you gotta cut it off, you gotta cut it off. Sometimes this has to happen in real life too. Does that mean anyone who upsets you needs to be cut off? No. Anyone who uses upsetting you to bring you back to cycles of toxicity, yes. But oftentimes, it's when you allow yourself to be exposed to challenges that you actually begin to grow. So you don't just cut someone off because they're challenging you, because they're questioning you, because you don't have the answers. There's nothing wrong with you saying, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. So card number 26, protection. Set personal boundaries. Ooh, look at the spikes on her back. You want to try and backstab her? Good luck with that. Mm-hmm. You got to protect yourself. It's, I mean, that's just bottom line. Protect yourself, okay? Part number 17, what is already with you? You already have all of this in you. I'm sure that at some point you have probably considered quite a bit of the things that I'm saying in this live stream, but you've dismissed it because there's no one else that said these things. Well, guess what? You don't need to listen to the people who are spewing the same toxicity that you have heard your entire life. Start thinking for yourself. I'm not even trying to tell you to listen to me. I'm telling you, start thinking for yourself. You have to start thinking for yourself. You have to be your own guru. You have to be your own spiritual coach. Is that what they call themselves now? I don't know, but you have it within you. And sometimes when you can't see the things that your soul is trying to show you within yourself, your soul will bring someone who reflects that. You are your own teacher. And sometimes people who come into you in learning that lesson, give yourself the credit that you deserve for your growth. It's not someone else growing you. It's not. I can't even take credit for that. You are growing yourself. People will say, Emmy, you have helped me. You've grown me so much because of your videos. No, honey. I didn't do anything. You are growing yourself. Stop giving away your power to someone else. Recognize you chose to listen. You chose to show up. You chose to hear it. You chose to process it, and you chose to accept it. I can make videos day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you don't choose your growth, none of that means anything. None of what I say means anything. If you're choosing to remain closed off to your growth, to messages from your higher self, none of that means anything. I could be speaking freaking alchemical stuff and teaching you how to turn, I don't know, plastic into real gold, but none of that means anything if you're not willing to hear. Like they say, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So card number 17, Leo, I will. Ooh, hold that. Hold on. Leo. Leo is a channel. Fifth house, five being the number of change. It's about inspiration, creativity, artistry. Dramatic. Self-expression. True spiritual expression. Leo is the gateway. So you need to open the door for yourself. You are the windows and the doors. You are the door and the lock. You are the lock and the key. This whole thing is you, okay? This whole thing is you. You have been in control this entire time. And if people are going to be like, well, what about, well, someone did this and that to me. Did you give passive permission? And this is not about blame. This is about accountability. Accountability being, you're taking ownership of the decisions you made or lack thereof, and understanding that if you had the power to allow yourself to go down a negative path, that means you also have the power to go down a positive path. That's why accountability is so important. Blame isn't. I don't care whose fault it is. Now, what did I do to help get me there? Because really, the only thing you can control is you, right? No one else. Where's the other cards? If you're upset by this, it's Michael's fault. I'm just saying. These were not the cards that I wanted. I'm on your side. Two of Pentacles. There's someone who you have energy commingled with. The two of you are intertwined, and it's for all of eternity. The two of you are intertwined. Confusion, energetic confusion, juggling two situations or ideas around. Boogie, those better be hands to slap this motherfucking card out my hand. So it's someone, you're intertwined with someone. Don't be so quick to assume that this is, you know, some romantic thing. This could be a friendship. This could be a partnership, like a business partnership. This could be total fuckery of twins. Don't, because why would you throw the cards out of my hand in the first place? I get to interpret them however I want. The Hanged Man. So, getting stronger in oneself after a lot of deliberating and delaying in your life. Okay. Lisa Lee, this could be a shit show. Girlfriend, not could be. It is a shit show. The cards were speaking truth until Michael started slapping shit out of my hand. So there you are, intertwined, hung upside down, having delays. But all of this is really adding to your growth. It's adding to your growth in some way that I probably don't understand. And because I don't understand, I don't have an appreciation for it. And I have no shame in admitting that. I have no appreciation for this. You guys are gonna kill me for this. It's stressing me out. Just freaking four cards totally ruined my mood. Okay. So this is a progression. They're over there juggling and like messing around, and you're there hanging out upside down, waiting for I don't know what. And then there they are. The energy's coming back. The energy's coming back. Money coming in. Money being currency. Currency being energy. So energy's coming in. Divine wish being granted. But whose wish? Is this your wish? Like, all seriousness, is this your wish? Are you wishing for them to come back? They're over here playing kendama with your feelings and shit. You know, that looked like a game of double kendama. You know what kendama is? Okay. Oh, ooh, Michelle, teaching me patience. Possibly, possibly. I might be standing corrected here. I might be standing corrected. Maybe they're playing kendama, spiritual kendama, dangling from your ball sack to teach you some patience. All seriousness. No, it's true because that is such a wild card, and you don't really get to control that. And maybe all of this delay has to do with trying to subdue that need to control. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, y'all know what kendama is? If you don't know what kendama is, you're the ball and they're trying to look it up. Kendama is not a sexual game. I'm just kind of. Anyways, Eight of Wands, speedy news or situation coming. Arrows of love. There they go. So, I guess it's safe to say that while they were playing kendama, while you were hung upside down, they were still loving on you. It might be that. It might be that. You guys have to forgive me because I have such an odd sense of humor. So, maybe they're just too much of a internal PUSSY because to me, that kind of looks like a cervix. So maybe they're just afraid. They're like trying to use the juggling to calm their nerves because they're afraid to come forward and talk to you. They keep fondling balls. They keep fondling what appears to be balls. So I don't know. I don't know. More balls right here. Upside down balls. So Page of Pentacles in reverse. Where is the balls section? Page of Pentacles. Ooh. Failure to recognize obvious facts. Failure to recognize obvious facts, dissipation of ideas, illogical thinking, rebelliousness, wastefulness. So I'm kind of wondering, you know. I'm kind of wondering if what's going on is they feel like they totally mess things up with you. Look, they try to be on your level. They're trying to see things from your level. You're both upside down. They're like, I really fucked shit up. I really messed it up. They're probably never going to want to talk to me again. Well, I don't know. What did you do? What did you do to mess things up? Why do you feel that way? Were you hurtful? Were you deceitful? Were, you know, all of these other things. So, Wheel of Fortune, elevation of energy, overseas trip, completion of phases. I just give you guys this card. Whatever happened, Something happened. There was interference. Shit just got serious, you guys. There was interference. Something happened, and whatever happened, that serpent that created the deception, that created that led to the separation, has fallen from grace. They are falling from grace. And then you have another one. Is that like a wolf? You have another one, either like a wolfish person, like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Their part in that fuckery is being exposed. Whatever this is, there's been a lot of interference. That's what, Okay. Let me get one final card. Because Kiki needs to have the last word in this. Kuan Yin, what do you have to say? She looked like she's over this shit. That's me on a regular. Okay. For this specific topic, that's me. That's my attitude. That's my energy right there. I'm just over this shit. Hold on. Hold on. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. It's Kiki time. It's geeky time. One more shuffle. That's a whole lot of pimp slapping going on. A whole lot of pimp slapping. I'm gonna show you guys. Give me a second. I need to get right with myself for a second. Let me just get right with myself for a second because I just got really fired up. She heating up her hands. She about to slap the shit out of something. Look at that. That's right. Locked and loaded. Locked and loaded. She praying, wishing a motherfucker would. Look at her face. Yep. She's like, bring it, bitches. All right. Mother Fierce is your guardian. Nothing can penetrate the passionate fire of her fearless love. Your safety is assured. In the midst of any apparent challenge or threat, no matter how frightening it may seem, and no matter how insecure you might feel about taking a step on your spiritual path into more power, know that you are safe, you are protected, you are loved. Ooh, this message is not for everyone, but ooh, I really wish a motherfucker would. So, whatever this shit is talking about, the interference, the deception that created separation, the serpent with a forked tongue speaking half-truths and creating bullshit. They've fallen from grace. Whatever this connection is, whoever this is to you, they're trying to turn back to you. And this whole team that was part of the fuckery, it's feeling like for some of you, they're now focused on you. I'm gonna ask this rowdy ass Russian to take some of this aggressive energy. Just take some of it, baby Jesus. Help me calm down. Sweet baby Jesus. Touch my face with your little baby hands and help me to calm down. Because, motherfucker, I wish you would try that shit with me. Okay, let me just. Okay. I need physical touch right now. Oh my God, baby Jesus. That card pissed me off. I know we have to be gentle. We have to like be patient with people. I'm just saying. Yes, I know. I hear you. I hear you. Okay, we'll finish reading the card. That will calm us down, right? So, beloved, you have been growing spiritually, and sometimes this evokes responses from others. They don't like you growing. They don't like you growing. They don't like you further developing your understanding of yourself, further accepting who you are. The responses may be loving and affirming, encouraging and validating. Many will choose to be inspired by your growth. Sometimes, however, lower vibrational responses will arise, which might be fearful, insecure, jealous, or angry. These responses arise so that they can be healed. The healing for you is in how you choose to allow yourself to shine and not be diminished by the healing process of another. Oh, that's deep. That's deep. That is so. The healing for you is in how you choose to allow yourself to shine and not be diminished by the healing process of another. Ooh, oh, boo-boo. That was deep. For the other, their healing is their journey, and you have offered them a great service. Know that you do not need to be afraid, nor do you need to hold yourself back out of fear. There is nothing that escapes the notice of beloved Mother Kuan Yin. As a divine mother of fierce compassion and protection, she sees all, she knows all, she blesses all. She can lift you beyond fear and threat into a place of unity with divine love that secures you against any would-be threat and delivers you into peace. Ooh! Oh my God, that was so good. Just hug me one more time. This is how my children hug me. Quish hug me, mommy. Quish hug me. I wake up, quish hug me, mommy. Okay, baby, I'll quish hug you. All right, guys. That's it. Their thirsty ass is done. Done. So I think the thirsty is separate from whatever this is. I think the thirsty is separate. Excuse me. This is not a monkey, okay? This is a sloth. Let's please not be narrow-minded. This is a sloth, not a monkey. It's okay, baby. Don't listen to that mean. I'm joking. All right, I gotta go. Please give this video a thumbs up. If you haven't already subscribed, please do subscribe. Turn on the notification bell. Join me every single time I'm live. In addition to that, doop, doop. All right, bye, guys.